This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A mass vaccination campaign against cholera has begun in Mozambique to prevent a growing outbreak of this deadly disease from turning into a full-blown epidemic. Mozambique's Ministry of Health confirms more than 1,400 cases, mainly in Beira, the city hit hardest by Cyclone Idai. The campaign is spearheaded by the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund. During the coming 5 days, the two agencies plan to vaccinate nearly 900,000 people in the city of Beira and the surrounding areas. Christian Lindemeyer is a WHO spokesman.
We are hoping that in the course of the year, when things are a bit calmer, a second dose could be given, which then extends, of course, the protection. Right now, the emergency protection is at least 6 months. That's why we'd like to follow up within the 6 months to have a longer protection, because let's not forget the area in Mozambique is highly endemic for cholera anyway.
The board of automaker Renault is meeting to settle on a final paycheck for ex-chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn. There is also the issue of suspected financial wrongdoing, something Ghosn has faced before. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The meeting at Renault's headquarters comes after news of suspicious payments to a Renault-Nissan distributor in Oman under Ghosn's watch. The ex-chairman has denied any wrongdoing and now says he will hold a news conference next week to, he says, tell the truth about what's been happening. He's facing financial misconduct charges in Japan, where he also served as chairman of Nissan before his November arrest. The Renault meeting will finalise pay packages for Ghosn and other executives for 2018. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The French news agency AFP reports that Rolling Stones lead singer Mick Jagger will undergo surgery to replace a heart valve. Just days ago, the band announced it was postponing a scheduled 2-month concert tour of North America because of Jagger's health. This is VOA News. The House Judiciary Committee here in Washington has approved subpoenas in an effort to get the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. All Congress has been promised to this point is a redacted copy of the report. The committee and its Democratic majority want all the underlying evidence and exhibits Mueller used to put his final report together. Today's committee vote came after Attorney General William Barr failed to meet a Tuesday committee deadline to turn over the full report. The U.S. State Department says the United States is pre-positioning humanitarian aid on the island of Curaçao for the people of Venezuela. This is in addition to the more than 500 metric tons of supplies being stored in Colombia and Brazil. The Red Cross says it's gotten approval from the government of Nicolas Maduro to begin distributing aid in Venezuela beginning later this month, including in the Curaçao shipment, four 1,200-pound medical kits, which the State Department says can fill the health needs of 40,000 people for 4 months. In Venezuela, lawmakers loyal to President Nicolas Maduro have stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido of the immunity from prosecution he enjoyed as a member of parliament, paving the way for his possible arrest. Earlier, Venezuela's Chief Justice said Guaido should be jailed for violating a Supreme Court ban on leaving the country. Self-styled interim president Guaido told supporters he is undeterred. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has met with the families of six Citgo executives detained by the Maduro regime and demanded their immediate release. Pence also said he expected that would not happen as long as Maduro remains in power. Five of the six being held are Americans, the other a U.S. resident. There are new fears about the growing use of electronic cigarettes, and they are serious. U.S. health officials are investigating whether vaping may trigger seizures in some people. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has a report.
The FDA says it's reviewing 35 reports of seizures among e-cigarette users, particularly young people. While regulators say it's not yet clear whether vaping is responsible, they're concerned and want the public to report any information about the issue. Most e-cigarettes heat a flavored nicotine solution into an inhalable vapor, but there are no rules on how much nicotine they deliver. Nicotine poisoning can cause seizures, convulsions, vomiting, and brain injury. Shelley Adler, Washington.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and the leader of Britain's main opposition party are due to meet today for talks on ending the impasse over the country's departure from the European Union. It is a surprise about-face, which has left pro-Brexit members of May's Conservative Party outraged. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay said the government was not setting preconditions for the talks with Jeremy Corbyn, but was not offering a blank check. He said there will need to be compromise on all sides. Gene Randall, VOA News.